All Ireland champions. It's a magical few words, but what's that mean?
Oh, hey, it's unbelievable. It's nice to say that the first All Ireland of 2023 is for Oakleaf County. It's over to everybody else now after that.
You had the Celtic Challenge titles. You said during the week about that you were better prepared. You also said during the week that all those hard luck stories were irrelevant, that you had to go and do it. Now that you've done it, what does this do?
Just to what you said there, we won the Celtic Challenges. We started off Division 3, 2, and then won Division 1. We'd beaten an All-Ireland final, and then last year beaten penalties. That's the romantic side of it, but you need to dig in and prepare better. We prepared better. We mentally prepared these boys better. We've been on a journey with them. So we know each other fairly well.
1-3 to nil after 7 minutes. You can't really ask for better.
You can't ask for better, and I send these boys, this can be a lonely place, Crow Park, not from my experience, but from being at games. It can be a lonely place after 10 minutes if you're not cutting it, and we'll try to work off that. I've seen big teams get tore to bits in the first 10 minutes, so we'll try to work off that. We spoke about it, and hey, that's a perfect start. Listen, the boys knuckle down with a good start.
He's won a point down, then he's pushed clear again, then a point down at half-time, 11 wides. Panic, worry, what's the changing room like at half time?
Well, listen, when you've somebody like Rory Mannion that's had a few wides, that's not going to happen to him all day. You know, that's never going to happen to him all day. But Cam dressing room is the thing to do, get everybody refocused and said, just keep doing what we're doing, keep hitting the targets, hitting it. It's going to go over eventually. You know, and I knew that them boys there had it in them. It's just a matter of working hard. If you work harder than them, that's the prize is massive. And if you don't, well, you know, it's a sob story on the way home.
It was point for a while, and then I think Rory got three in a row to put you ahead. From a management point of view, when did you feel you had it? When did you feel that the sort of the corner had been turned in that second half?
You know, it's, for us, it's first time in an All-Ireland final playing in Croke Park. You've never turned a corner to hear that last whistle. You know, you want to keep peppering and peppering at it and trying to get points up and go four up, three up, you know, whatever it may be. I was just trying to ride out that last 2 or 3 minutes of motion and make sure that we could see it out. And we did see it out, so, you know, and we're all Ireland champions. It's massive to be able to say that for Derry Hurling. It's massive for the county boards, massive for these players. You saw what it meant to the families there. We had a great sport there today. The families were all there. And they are All-Ireland 20 Hurling Champions.
And what next? You like to think it's something you'd build on. You'll celebrate it, there'll be loads of crack, I'm sure. But well, there has to be something else, or where do you sort of see it going eventually?
We just want the best for these men here. We want them boys pushing into the senior hurling, into the senior hurling ranks, getting on, playing for well for the clubs and stuff. We just keep tinkering away what we're at here and trying. Get players through, find one and all competition here and there. We're all Ireland champions. Nobody will ever take that away from them. Not now, not 15 years' time, not 20 years' time. You know, you'll be fully look back and say, Jesus, remember the day we went to Croke Park and played Roscommon in all Ireland final? It's surreal. It's another bodily experience for me at the minute, but I look back at it and I have my two boys with me. They're in there in the dressing room and they're partying with the players.
Some crack in that dressing room in the couple then.
Some crack, and I'm sure it'll be a good crack before these boys reach their beds tonight, but I'm sure we'll give it a rattle and see, anyway.